How has the eruption changed the area for you or your family?
For me, it was losing the trees. Really. It was the scenery. Because I grew up at Spirit Lake.
Can you tell me about that a little bit?
When I was a child, even a small child, my parents would go there and we'd go fishing in the lake and or we'd go up there and play in the snow and, you know, it was just, that's where you went in the wintertime or in the spring, and it was beautiful, and we'd always go, and I just, and that's why I remember my trees and going through and just, and the trees being right there and going through like this tunnel of trees, and it's gone. And it's not the same. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's just not the same. And I'm a real family person, and I had to grieve for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren that they'll never see what I saw. Never mind, get out of there. Get over here. Yes. I mean, that was beautiful. And I love God's creation, and even as a child, I loved it. We used to go to Harry Truman's Lodge when I was little. And have hot chocolate. And we would rent his boats. Go fishing.
What's your favorite memory about that area as a kid? Do you have an absolute favorite memory?
It would be going down the highway between the trees. That's my favorite memory. That's when I had to grieve. My trees were gone. You don't get that much anymore.
How about this question? 40 years later, when you think about the mountain, what comes to mind?
The wreckage. The devastation.